As the Iran crisis stumbles on in a chaotic way, fuel prices have surged to painfully high levels, and there's no clear end to this issue in sight. Commentators say it's possible high prices will last for many months no matter what plays out in the Middle East, and prediction market Kalshi highlights risks they may even soar to $7 a gallon. Amid this chaos, critics are pointing out the increasing irony of employers pushing for workers to abandon remote working models and return to the office. The math is simple: more people commuting, in a car-centric culture, demands more gasoline consumption and more gas money coming out of workers' own pockets. As labor law professor Antonio Aloisi writes at The Conversation, the Iran crisis has prompted global workplace policy responses. Egypt has instigated a compulsory work-from-home day, and in Sri Lanka there's now one more day off a week. The EU is en route to promoting remote working as a sensible fiscal move. But, still, many company leaders still insist that working at the office, under the watchful eye of their managers, is the best way for their staff to deliver the high productivity and close teamwork that they expect. Aloisi highlights the controversial, strict RTO mandates enforced at Amazon, Goldman Sachs, and X as notable examples. In 2024, Amazon CEO Andy Jassy attempted to justify his forced five-day-a-week RTO rule by issuing an empathically empty memo to staff suggesting the move was to further strengthen our culture and teams. Amazon staff disagreed, and vehemently stated so. Meanwhile, some executives have even attempted to use RTO rules as a way to drive headcount reductions. People who aren't prepared to submit to the yoke of in-office working will leave if given no other option. Simultaneously, Aloisi notes that where remote or hybrid working options are allowed, many leaders and managers are requiring that this only be allowed under controlled, calibrated conditions. This includes leadership banning remote work on Mondays or Fridays to quash workers' freedom of movement and remaining continually suspicious of unsupervised worker autonomy. This has driven an increase in worker surveillance using Bossware technology, which tracks computer-based actions like mouse movements or even takes screenshots to monitor exactly what work is being carried out. Critics, supported by data, say this kind of surveillance can harm workers' mental health. Meta stirred controversy recently in this area by notifying workers their computers would be surveilled in order to train AI models. The move triggered backlash among workers, perhaps especially because Meta is laying off thousands of staff and that it has recently been involved in a scandal about questionable performance signals used to lay off purportedly low-performing staff. Many of these leadership decisions fly in the face of evidence that say remote or hybrid working and better employee autonomy can lead to better productivity. Aloisi cites research by Stanford economist Nick Bloom about a new normal of hybrid remote work in the U.S., with about 28% of paid workdays in 2025, 26 being under this model, and the economy has suffered no negative economic repercussions, per data from the International Monetary Fund. Furthermore, RTOs and employee surveillance policies risk triggering Gen Z's self-protection instincts. This young generation, which now comprises nearly 1 in 3 of the workforce, is known to be fiercely protective of their individuality and their mental health. They see many traditional office rules, often imposed by older Gen X or Boomer generation managers, which they trust less, as anachronous or even harmful, and can be quick to quit a job over these issues. Savvy leaders will spot the common thread among these different investigations and opinions. If you haven't embraced remote or hybrid working yet, the fuel price crisis could be the motivation you need to do so. It can reduce pressure and financial burdens borne by your staff, and it conveys a certain level of trust from executives that employees will work in a dedicated manner for the good of the company. As Aloisi highlights, however, few companies have properly addressed a serious issue that can harm some remote working models: manager training. It's worth investing the time and resources needed to create work environments that are truly equipped for off-site work, including showing managers how to manage remote workers properly.